بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا مزيدا إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah said كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. The Prophet said, Allah said, every good deed of the sons of Adam is for them except fasting, it's for me, and I shall reward the fasting person for it. The hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari, and the hadith is a hadith Qudsi. A hadith al-Qudsiyya are the ones that are revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they are the words of Allah. The difference between them and the Quran is that you can't recite them in salah. And they get a general reward, not the specific reward of the Quran where you get 10 hasanat per letter. And also, they get scrutinized like other hadith. So some are accepted, some are rejected. You don't automatically accept a hadith Qudsi just because it's a hadith Qudsi. The ulama of hadith tell you which is authentic and which is not. In this hadith, Allah said, every good deed of the son of Adam is for him except fasting is for me and I shall reward the fasting person for it. All the deeds are for Allah. We know that. That's established fact. But why did he specify fasting here? Fasting is for me. That's our point of our talk today. Fasting is for me. Allah said that. It may be a simple issue. You may think it's a simple issue. But Ahmad ibn Ismail al-Qazwini in his book, Hadha'ir al-Quds, mentioned 55 scholarly opinions as to this matter. Ibn Hajar mentioned 10. In these few moments, we'll discuss some of the popular opinions so we can achieve our goal of understanding the hadith and understanding fasting better. Al-Maziri and Al-Qurtubi and Ibn al-Jawzi and others said that fasting was specified in this hadith and Allah attributed it to himself. Every good deed of the sons of Adam is for him except fasting is for me. That's our point. I reiterate, that's our point. Except fasting, it's for me. Because, they said, it's because fasting has no riya. It has no eye service, no hypocrisy, no dissimulation. It has no showing off in it. Fasting is a special worship between you and Allah. There's no show off in it unless you speak about it. Unlike other matters of worship. If you give charity, if you lecture, if you offer salah, if you perform hajj, if you're dutiful to your parents, if you're good to your neighbors, and other matters of worship, they're apparent. And there may be a show-off aspect in them because people see them. The act itself can be for show. And one at a time needs to struggle with himself to purify his intention, to eliminate the show-off aspect of these worships. In fasting, it's different. A man fasting to show off while his stomach is full, a fake, looks and appears to the public like one who is sincerely fasting for the sake of Allah, a genuine Muslim. Both appear to the public as not eating. They don't eat. No one knows the reality of the matter but Allah. One can be fasting a nafil, a sunnah, a non-obligatory outside Ramadan, and no one knows that but Allah. And one can break his fast, his obligatory fast in Ramadan, and no one knows about it but Allah. Fasting in itself is a silent, private ibadah no one knows about unless you speak about it. Let me make it clear in an example or a story that I once read. There was a line at a meat market once. And a man from the back of the line told the butcher, he said, hurry up. I got to get home and cook the meat before Maghrib because I'm fasting today. So an unwise man behind him told him, worse than him possibly, he said, you want him to rush and you're only fasting one day? I've been fasting 3 days and I wait in line all day long and I haven't asked him. The point of that is, Allah covered the matter. No one would have known that. Had both of them not spoken, no one would have known about it. It is a matter only Allah knows. So that's one of the scholarly explanation of this hadith. that fasting is for me and I shall reward for it. There's a weak saying attributed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there's no show off in fasting. That's it. There's no show off in fasting. الصيام لا رياء فيه. It's weak and it can't be used. However, had it been authentic, it would have been a decisive matter in the interpretation of this hadith. So this first opinion, and you learn from every one of these opinions, is that unlike other matters, fasting is a worship that doesn't have a show-off aspect to it. It's a very unique and special in that matter. The second opinion of why Allah chose fasting to attribute it over other ibadat is because fasting is among the most beloved worships to Allah. Salah is among the most beloved type of worships to Allah. In an authentic hadith, Ahmad Shakir said it's an authentic hadith, خَيْرُ أَعْمَالِكُمُ الصَّلَاةِ. The best of your deeds is salah. But so is fasting. Because in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَلَيْكَ بِالصِّيَامِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا عَدْلَ لَهُ. The Prophet told the man to fast because there's no equivalent to fasting. Fasting is considered among the best of all ibadat, among the best of all ibadat, because it raises fear of Allah in oneself. Fasting is unique in that it livens and deepens the love and fear of Allah. Fasting embeds fear of Allah in your heart, because Allah said about fasting, it's to establish taqwa, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, in the verses about fasting. Awareness that Allah sees and hears you and knows of you constantly. You have to be on alert constantly, knowing that Allah is watching you. That's why you don't go near your wife. That's why you don't go near their fridge. So the first one, the first opinion is that there's an aspect of sincerity in fasting and lack of show off in fasting. The second opinion is that it's among the most beloved ibadat to Allah. The third opinion as to why Allah said fasting is for me is because no one knows the reward of fasting but Allah. And this is the second sentence of the hadith also. All deeds have a specified amount of reward except fasting. In Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said every deed has 10 to 700 folds except fasting. It's for Allah. No one knows or calculates fasting but Allah. No one knows the specific reward of fasting but Allah. No one calculates the multiple folds on top of the regular reward but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can see possibly in the hadith that I mentioned where one gets 10 to 700 folds of reward in all deeds except fasting, meaning that inshallah, fasting is even way more than 700. Wallahi, one who contemplates and thinks about that fully will make most of his life a Ramadan. When a king or a prominent person or employer in this earth gives a gift, he gives it in such generosity to suit the position he's in. So imagine the king of all kings when he says fasting, I got you on that reward. The fourth reason why Allah said fasting is for me. Patience is three types. Fasting requires all three types of patience. There's patience in obedience to Allah. There's patience in refraining from haram. There's patience in qadr, qada and qadr, decreeing destiny. Three types of patience. Unlike many matters of ibadah and worldly matters, where one type of patience is needed, in fasting you need all three of them. You need number one, patience in refraining from haram. How does it pertain to fasting? You got to refrain from food. You got to refrain from drinking. You have to refrain from relationship with your wife. Food, drink, and relationship with your wife is haram in Ramadan. During the day of Ramadan, it's haram. So one needs to be patient in that. One needs to be patient in refraining from other harams, like backbiting, speaking ill, speaking evil, lying. Those that are haram on regular days, but more so on days that one is fasting in them. It takes a lot of patience for one on a night of Ramadan where there's a gathering that consists of nothing but slander and backbiting to stand up and walk away. In fasting, you also need patience in doing the ordained, the second type of patience. One needs patience to fast in obedience to Allah, especially when the nafs, one's self-inclination, may at times dislike fasting due to its hardship. He uses patience to fast to resist that nafs, that self-inclination, and nafs al-ammara bis-su. One disliking fasting because it's from Allah, that's totally different. That person's deeds vanish and he needs to take his shahada again. But there are matters like fasting that are heavy on one's self, and he needs patience to endure them. And the third type of patience is patience in decreeing destiny, and you need that in fasting. Allah decreed hot days, you gotta fast in them. You accept Allah's decree. Sometimes you have to go to work. Sometimes you become lazy or bored or thirsty. Yet you accept the decree of Allah. You accept the decree of Allah and you fast. You go through that because you know Allah decreed that for you. Allah decreed that hot day. Allah decreed that you're not going to be as energetic as that day at work. So you accept that decree. When fasting contained all three types of patience, you need all three types of patience, the reward is supreme. So that's why Allah attributed fasting to himself and to give the amount that he said, وَأَنَا أَجْزِبِهِ. I'm the one who's going to give that reward for that matter. A fifth reason some of the ulama mentioned as to why Allah said fasting is for me, they said it's because Allah honors fasting with that. You know how you say Baytullah, the house of Allah? You honor the house of Allah. When you say the she-camel of Allah, Naqat Allah wa suqiyaha, as in the Quran many times, you honor the camel by saying that. The rule of usul is specialized in a matter that's otherwise general, means to honor it. At-takhsis fi mawda' at-ta'mim yufidu at-ta'zim. We know the masjids are masjids. When Allah says Baytullah, when you say Baytullah, it's to honor it. When you say Naqat Allah, the camel of Allah, it's to honor it. Zakah, fasting, salah, all that are worships of Allah. But when it's specialized, when Allah says fasting is for me, it's to honor that. It's great. Fasting is great and it's supreme. Why? Because it pins down your inclination and desire for the sake of Allah. That's what fast is about. His wife, behind closed doors, he doesn't touch her. He returns from work on a hot day, away from the refrigerator and from food, because he fears Allah. So that requires a lot of reward. And a lot of Allah honored it for that. It can't be any type of normal reward. So Allah honored it by saying, fasting is for me, and I shall reward for it. This by itself is sufficient honor, grace, and merit for those wise to know the value of fasting and knowing that Allah attributed it to himself and attributed the reward, that he's the only one who's going to give it. Finally, a sixth opinion that ulama mentioned why Allah attributed fasting to himself is because people on the judgment day, when they wrong one another, you can take from their deeds. If I got wronged from someone, I take from their deeds on the judgment day. Any and all deeds except fasting can be taken from on the judgment day. Except fasting. This is the opinion of Sufyan ibn Uyayna. Before one passes onto the front yard of Jannah, after he passes As-Sirat, and then he goes to Al-Qantara. There are some who go to Al-Qantara who have to settle the score, and it's not a money score that they settle. It would be easy if it's money, but it's deeds. They have to go on a bridge and they settle it with deeds. If I wrong someone, they take from my deed. If they wrong me, I take from their deed. May Allah guide us and save us from that. You have salah, you have zakah, you have hajj, you have umrah, you have charity. People can take from all that. And if all that vanishes, they take from the person who was wronged, gets sins taken off of him and is placed on one who wronged him. Except fasting. This is the opinion of Sufyan ibn Uyayn. He said, fasting is untouched because Allah said, and fasting is for me. The final opinion we'll mention for today is some of the ulama said is fasting is for me. Allah specialized it for himself because the mushrikeen did not commit shirk in fasting. It was always only for Allah. What we mean by that is you heard of mushrikeen who sacrificed for their statue. They sacrificed for their statue. They gave pledges and oath for their statues. They prayed in ruku' and sujood for their statues. They feared them and had hope in them. Unlike fasting, where we never heard of the mushrikeen fasting for their statue. So the meaning here is that shirk did not enter in the worship of fasting. Finally, Allah attributed fasting and its reward to himself to show the importance of fasting. To put your hearts and minds into it. To take this matter of worship seriously. Your days of fasting should not be like any other day, or other day, especially in Ramadan. Siyam is purification. It's a university of taqwa. It's manners. It's a school you need to value. If Muslim realized this virtue of fasting and how Allah honored it when he attributed it to himself and how much reward comes out of it, imagine the reward. Your mother, your father will not be able to help you on that day. But fasting comes to you on that day to help you and rescue you. If we understood the value, we would go down in sujood to Allah, thanking him for making fasting obligatory in this month. With this, we will conclude. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.